News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Dr. Bennett O'Malley, a world-renowned neuropathologist, has called for a global ban on contact sports at underage level. Now, Dr. O'Malley has made his mark in this area. He was played by Will Smith in the film Concussion, and he joins us on the line now. Dr. O'Malley, how dangerous, can I ask you first, is it for our kids to be participating in contact sports?
Well, any child who plays any of the high-impact, high-contact sports, ice hockey, American football, rugby, boxing, mixed martial arts, has a 100% risk exposure chance of brain damage, permanent brain damage. It's not about concussions, but rather it's about repeated blows to the head.
But what about soccer? How much damage can heading the ball have on a brain?
My position has always been that no child under the age of 18 should head the ball in soccer. And soccer is a game that requires high levels of dexterity, high visual spatial coordination capacity, and well-developed peripheral vision. Children don't have these capacities. So even for soccer like we play today, children shouldn't play till they are about 12 to 14.
What are the main contributing factors to encephalopathy or CTE, and what are the symptoms?
Okay. I want parents out there to know that all it takes could just be one single blow to your child's head to cause permanent brain damage. It does not have to be a concussion. Your child's brain could be damaged permanently without a documented concussion. The more repeated blows, the greater the number of blows your child receives, the greater the risk of permanent brain damage. The symptoms may not begin to manifest immediately. Sometimes it could take up to 40 years. And some of the symptoms you would see is very subtle but progressive changes in your child's behavior. Your child begins to become more impulsive, begins to lose the ability to learn new things, to retain knowledge and information. Your child begins to manifest impaired memory. Your child begins to manifest criminal, violent tendencies. Your child begins to manifest sexual improprieties. Your child begins to abuse alcohol, abuse drugs, to develop depression. So it's a multifaceted symptomatology, but it's progressive and it's permanent.
How can that be diagnosed?
If you're having symptoms, first thing you should do, go see your primary care physician, who should refer you to a neurologist or a psychiatrist who is an expert in managing traumatic brain injuries. Given the manifestation of your symptoms, what we call the constellation of your symptoms, a physician could make a reasonable or presumptive diagnosis of CTE. Definitive diagnosis, meaning 100% probability, can be made after death. As we speak, there is no radiological tool to identify these changes in your brain.
So there's no way really of knowing whether you're suffering from CTE then?
No, there's a way. It's like Alzheimer's disease. If you're having symptoms, a doctor can reasonably tell you that you have Alzheimer's disease. So if you're having symptoms of CTE, like in the United States now, and you see a specialist, he or she could make a reasonable diagnosis of CTE, yes.
Okay, finally, Dr. O'Malley, there's a lot of parents listening to the show this morning, and they'd be very concerned about their kids. Would it make any difference if they were playing rugby and soccer and wore helmets?
The truth is that a helmet does not protect your brain. Your brain sits like a balloon inside your skull, so there is no device you can place on your skull that would protect your brain. In fact, counterintuitively, a helmet may actually increase the risk of brain damage. There is no device, no helmet whatsoever, that would prevent these types of injuries, the best prevention, the best cure is prevention. Your child should not engage in these high-impact, high-contact sports till your child turns 18. Then after 18, he has to grant informed consent. He or she has to be educated on the dangers of playing these games. Children could engage in the non-violent, the non-contact and non-impact sports. These are more brain-friendly games. And when your child becomes an adult, that is when the brain becomes fully developed between the ages of 18 and 25. And that is why you notice you cannot join the military till you're 18. You can't smoke. You can't drink. In fact, in the state of California, you cannot drink until you're 21. So tell me, which is more dangerous, a glass of beer or a blow to your head?
Dr. Bennett O'Malley, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.